And welcome to today's Business Spotlight. This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're joined today by Chase Burns with Land Guys. Chase, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
All right. So let's start kind of by giving the listening audience a little bit about your background with real estate and two, working with Land Guys as well.
So I've been selling real estate full time for about the last 10 years. Originally got into it in 2013, and we're located here in Mercer County. So I serve Mercer County and basically every county that touches it. So it's a pretty big area, but we specialize in rural properties. So occasionally we'll sell some commercial or residential stuff that's in town, but generally what we list for our platform is homes on rural acreage, farmland, agricultural properties, and recreational type properties, timbered, you know, creeks, cabins, lodges, lakes, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so we want to talk to you today about some stuff that's new since the last time we've talked with you. One of those things being a new office space for you located in Biola. So can you kind of explain where you're located at and how things have been going in that building?
About 2 years, almost 2 years ago now, we purchased the Viola Opera House building, which is right at the intersection of Highway 17 and 67. My wife and I have been kind of undergoing renovations on the building since then. It needed a little bit of love, but we love old things, so we're happy to be restoring it, and we're excited about the other stuff that's going to be coming to that building. My wife is kind of running all of that, but I do have an office space that's in the building now. We're renovating another space that will be moving me to the second floor in a much bigger office area, but we're easy to find, except right now there aren't signs up because we don't want to confuse people on relocating what part of the building my office is currently in. If they see my truck sitting outside, which is all labeled up with Land Guys, come on in, come knock on the door. It's a great spot to meet, and I do, even without signs on the building, we're getting a number of walk-ins just because people see my truck there and they come in and want to bend my ear about stuff in person. But we've been located in Mercer County for a long, long time, and we have a great office space at home, but we're rural people and we're in the sticks. It's a whole lot more convenient for people to find us and to just pop in on their way by, because everybody kind of seems to run through that intersection.
Okay, so also new since the last time we spoke with you, producing a podcast now called Land Your Ground. Looked like it kind of talks about land ownership and some more stuff too. So can you talk us through where the idea to start a podcast came from and what all you kind of get into on your show?
Yeah, well, it's something I've been wanting to do for quite a long time. Just needed the right tech help, you know, finding the right people to help kind of connect the pieces and make it come together, come to fruition. But Land Your Ground is for landowners and dreamers. That's kind of the mantra. And our goal is to help people figure out how to make land ownership a possibility for them, make it more affordable to them by adding different revenue streams, and just, you know, how to use land, how to manage it responsibly, and how to make it affordable to them to own and to either buy their first piece or to buy their next piece or whatever. But we've been doing that since last fall, and we're about